This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission takes up a critical issue this week. At stake is the future of thoroughbred racing here, hundreds of jobs, and thousands of acres of open space. The issue, how to spend the millions of dollars in a special state fund for the racing industry. There's a surplus of money, but no permanent place to spend it, and that's led to infighting in the industry with competing groups betting on different visions. The commission has to sort all that out, but first has to figure out just how much authority it has over the money. WBUR, in collaboration with the investigative news organization The Eye, has been looking into how the Horse Racing Development Fund works and doesn't. Here's WBUR senior reporter Bruce Gellerman with the conclusion of our Bostonomics series, Trying to Win, But No Place to Show.
A jet comes in low and slow over Suffolk Downs racetrack as the plane prepares to land at Logan Airport. In the distance across the harbor is a picture-perfect view of Boston's skyline.
It's about as big a green space as there is in the city, bigger than the Common and the Public Garden combined.
Chip Tuttle is chief operating officer of Suffolk Downs. On this warm, windy day, the setting is idyllic. The mile-long clay track is in perfect condition. The infield grass freshly manicured. Only two things are missing: horses and people. In 2014, after an almost 80-year run, Suffolk Downs shut down when its bid to build a casino on the site failed. Tuttle says the racetrack couldn't keep up with changing tastes and technology.
Where horse racing has gotten killed over the last 20, 25 years is as a gambling product, and people have a hard time facing up to that, especially younger people. They might have wagering apps for horse racing on their phone, but they don't really see any compelling need to come to the track anymore.
Suffolk Downs can still draw a crowd, though its racing days are numbered. It reopened because it had to. It has to run at least one day of live racing a year to keep its license to hold off-track simulcast betting.
So you can have 6 days of racing this year, three last year.
Yeah.
Is that enough to sustain a racetrack?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is. It's enough to sustain a racing operation here for the short term.
In the long term, Tuttle says, Suffolk Downs is ripe for development. The 160-acre site with two subway stops is one of the last great urban open spaces on the eastern seaboard. But in the meantime, the racetrack is on state-subsidized life support. Suffolk has only been able to stay open for racing with a crew of 85 part-time workers thanks to lawmakers' approval of a special tax on casino gambling. Most go straight to the racetrack to pay for prize money.
The Racehorse Development Fund, I think its intent was good in the legislature, right? Lots of good liberals around here. You talk to them about working open space in the Commonwealth, they all want to preserve it. We all want to preserve working open space and those jobs.
But at what price? And whose jobs? The Racehorse Development Fund has already collected $24 million, and according to an analysis by WBUR and The Eye, it will grow to more than $20 million a year when all three casinos are up and running. However, with the state having to make deep budget cuts, there are some, like State Senator Jamie Eldridge of Acton, who want to use the horse fund for other purposes.
Well, I'd love to see a focus on small businesses, and also given the negative impact from communities where casinos are and low-income families, focus on economic development for those who are less well-off or less educated.
This year, Suffolk Downs will get $2.5 million from the Special Horse Fund to pay for purses for 6 days of racing, $400,000 a day in prize money for winning horse owners. But that doesn't do much for the track. Again, Suffolk Downs COO Chip Tuttle.
If we are profitable this year, and I think we will be mildly profitable for the first time in a long time, that'll be based on the rent and parking we collected from Cirque du Soleil being in our parking lot, not to the racing and simulcasting operation.
These days, it's not the track's finish line that funds the bottom line. It's the big top on the blacktop.
If it were a great business, people would be trying to get into it, not trying to get out of it. And I think sometimes, especially among the horsemen, there's this idea that there's this hidden windfall of money and, you know, somebody must be making it. When in fact, if you look around the country, it's just not the case.
Racing is coming back big and strong. Everybody wants to be involved in it.
Karen Benson owns Indian Rock Stables in Saugus. It's just up the road from Suffolk Downs.
It's not really dead. And if you look at the 3 days we did at Suffolk, we were busier than ever. And we're going to be busier than ever the 6 days we do here. It's just unfortunate we don't have a longer meet.
We have a unique situation.
Dr. Anthony Ziza owns a thoroughbred that was born at Indian Rock Stables. He boards his horse here, and he'd like to race in Massachusetts, but can't.
We had the place that we would run taken away from us, Suffolk Downs.
Massachusetts racehorse owners say without a regular place to race, they can't compete for purses subsidized with as much as $10 million a year from the state's Racehorse Development Fund.
I hate to use the word subsidized, but there's so much benefit from it economically is far outweighing what we're getting.
A recent UMass Amherst study found there are nearly 1,200 equine farms in the state, making it the most common farm type in the Commonwealth, an important part of the state's rural economy. A farrier shoes a huge draft horse at Indian Rock Stables. Caring for a horse, especially a lean, powerful, thoroughbred racer, comes at a steep price.
For example, just my foal, I probably have over $75,000 invested in the last 3.5 years. How many people that one horse employed? The groom, the trainer, the farms, the vet, the exercise rider, the blacksmith. That horse put money in everybody's pocket but mine. All that money that I spent, it was going for people's jobs.
Saving jobs is one of the main reasons lawmakers passed the Racehorse Development Fund. But with so few race days at Suffolk Downs, Dr. Ziza has to go out of state to have a shot at the subsidy designed to save the in-state industry. Finger Lakes Racetrack in upstate New York runs races with Massachusetts-subsidized purses just for horses bred in the Commonwealth.
I want to enjoy my horse. I want to drive 30 minutes to see him run, not 5.5 hours to see him run, right? So hopefully that will change once we get the permanent horse park. This is going to save us because we're going to have a first-class place to run.
The horse park is a big idea. Dr. Ziza and the New England Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association want to use the Racehorse Fund to guarantee $150 million in bonds to build a 600-acre equine center and racetrack somewhere west of Boston.
Believe it or not, there's a need and a desire for it in Massachusetts.
Paul Umbrello of the Protective Association says the equine center will serve all horse breeds and activities.
We're looking to have a retirement facility, second careers for these horses when they come, as we call them, off-track thoroughbreds, therapy for disabled vets, therapy for autism. We've got 4-H, trade shows, anything with equine you can support. Won't cost the taxpayers one penny.
The UMass study, paid for by the Horsemen's Group, predicts the Equine Center could create nearly 1,000 new jobs, generate $100 million a year in economic impact, and preserve 30% of the agricultural land dedicated to horses. While the center is being built, the Protective Association wants to continue to race at Suffolk Downs. But veteran horse trainer Bill Ligorio doesn't share that vision.
What we're running for at Suffolk Downs is crazy money.
Ligorio is president of the Massachusetts Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. His newly formed group is being sued in federal court by the Protective Association, which claims it, not Ligorio's group, can access the money in the horse fund.
I don't have any beef with the other group. Their beef is that they don't want us to exist.
Ligorio says instead of spending $2.4 million from the fund for 6 days of racing at Suffolk Downs, the money would be better spent at Brockton Fairgrounds, where backers want to hold 15 days of racing over the next 4 months.
We're looking for a bottom purse at Brockton of about $14,000 or $15,000, something which makes it a little less tempting for an out-of-towner to come in, but certainly enough for a local person to make a good day's pay.
But the track at Brockton Fairgrounds hasn't been used in 15 years. It's in disrepair. Ligorio says if backers can get $1.5 million from the horse fund to fix it, Brockton can be up and running in a few weeks.
So what Brockton is a way to take some of the Racehorse Development Fund money and for the first time use it for its intended purpose, which is to help the local people.
Massachusetts Gaming Commission is sympathetic to Ligorio's proposal, but skeptical current racing law allows the fund to be used to fix the track. Chairman Stephen Crosby says the law is ambiguous, and he's frustrated the legislature recently failed to clarify the commission's authority over the fund.
I happen to agree with Mr. Ligorio that racing is a mess, and the statutes are a mess. And I've been poring over these things, trying to find readings that either tell me no or tell me yes.
The Gaming Commission is set to come up with an answer when it meets tomorrow. But that's too late for Florida thoroughbred horse owner Bob Paterno. He brought his horses to Brockton last month and is leaving without having run a single race.
Horses have to eat every day. Can't sit here and feed them with no income. The longer this goes on, the more you lose. So I have to go to another state. That's why everybody's left. That's why most of the horses aren't here anymore.
There are greener pastures in some of the 19 states that have similar racehorse funds as Massachusetts. Pennsylvania's is thriving. But New Jersey got rid of its $30 million fund years ago. And in the Commonwealth, where the casino tax subsidy, designed to save horse racing, was once seen as a sure thing, it now seems like a long shot at best. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
Our Bostonomics series, Trying to Win But No Place to Show, was produced in collaboration with the investigative news organization, The Eye. For all the stories in our series, go to WBUR.org.